And joining us this morning, he's a short timer, but we're sure glad you're spending time with us.
This is incredible, guys.
Yeah, this is. We have the real Mike Pence.
That's right.
That's right. The real one.
And we're glad that you got all those electoral votes counted.
Yeah, we did at our level. Anyway.
Yeah,
I was in a tough spot there, right?
Yeah, you were. You know, but seriously though, you did count votes and do all of that certification stuff here, didn't you?
Yeah, I personally was involved as a volunteer on that, and that was it's a good process. And in our process here with elections, I mean, it's totally it's just totally on the mark.
Yeah. All right. So one of the fun things you get to do one more time is break in a new commissioner.
That's right. That's right. This is Brad Abel's first week. First meeting was on Tuesday. They did some reorganizational stuff there. And so he's just kind of breaking in, and yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's a mountain of reading these guys have to do.
It really is. It really is.
I remember when Pam first started, and it was just about the same time we were getting started, and so I was meeting with the commissioners in their offices, and there was Pam in this office. It was still in the little cottage out there, and she it was floor to ceiling in her office. And I said, "You're going to read all this?" And she says, "Yeah."
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those planning files, the subdivisions and plats and everything, they have to do a lot of reading.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, Brad, your reading assignment. Seriously, though, what sorts of things does a guy like Brad Abel have to do to get himself up to speed with the other two commissioners?
Well, basically, it just takes time. You know, we have our regular meetings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And basically, you learn day by day and week by week. And, you know, once you get into the pattern, but it takes, you know, weeks, months, and a couple of years to really settle completely in. But I mean, commissioners can be effective from day one. I mean, they still have to make the decisions. They still have to, you know, make the motions or seconds and the votes. And so they need to do enough studying for each of those items to be able to cover their base.
Well, let's face it, they live here.
They do.
They got elected, so they have to know a little bit about what happens.
And Brad's, like all of them, willing to learn. And he's getting together with some of our other elected officials and managers. And it's just a process of learning day by day.
So how do you organize you are the administrator. You don't have a vote or anything, but you kind of organize everything.
Right. And, you know, we all work together on the agendas. And in regard to the planning, as an example, we've got our annual retreat scheduled for January 22nd. So we do an all-day retreat planning session. It's just me and the three commissioners.
Is that the one that's in Bermuda?
Yeah, it's in Bermuda. Yeah, that's right. We do it out at the solid waste. It's literally a conference room. They actually have a pretty nice little conference room there. And so we don't go to any high-end hotel this, you guys. It costs the taxpayers.
Yeah, we go to our planning session at the dump.
Yeah, that's what Jim DuPont used to say when he was a commissioner. We have our retreat at the dump.
You call that a retreat?
Well, it is. I mean, it's different.
Yeah. Nobody bothers. You.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So are we going to have a change in leadership though on the council? Or
yes. Excuse me. They did that on Tuesday morning. Randy Brodell is the new chair. Pam served as chair last year, and then Pam is the vice chair if Randy's not at the meetings. Mm-hmm. And that gives Brad a good year at least before he's in one of those two spots. Mm-hmm. Usually they alternate every three years a different one. Mm-hmm. It's a three-year.
So it's Randy's turn.
Yeah, you know, and his legislative experience. I mean, he knows Robert's rules and all that stuff real well. So,
as I remember, he was studying for the gig right after the election. He was already reading up on it, so he could jump right in.
That's right.
Yeah, and so what will Randy do now as the new chairman?
Really, I mean, the chairman position isn't any additional power or anything. All what they do is conduct the meetings, and that's really the role of the chair. It doesn't, change any level of authority or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he just keeps the meetings in order, basically, mm-hmm. just like the mayor does for the three city councils.
One of the things I was shocked to learn on my return to Montana was the Open Meetings Act and the yeah. fact that these three commissioners can't talk to each other unless they're in an open meeting.
That's correct.
That was a shock to me because I figured, hey, we got a question. I'm just going to walk down the hall and talk to, you know, and stick my head in the other guy's office. You can't do that.
Yeah, they have to be careful about that. I mean, they can have, you know, personal chats and, you know,
they do.
I mean, they do talk to each other. Mm-hmm. But when it gets down to the real business decisions and upcoming matters for consideration, they have to be very careful and just do it in the open meetings.
So now help us understand your role as administrator.
Yeah, my role is basically just assisting them in any way that they desire. But basically, you know, I provide the leadership over the management team, which is the 20 elected officials and department heads in our management team group. And I work obviously closely with them. And then when we have that annual planning retreat, that the main purpose of that is for those three commissioners to give me direction on what they want me to do as the county administrator and our management team for mm-hmm. the upcoming 12 months. And so, but basically I give them advice and recommendations on most of the matters on the agenda. The planning and zoning stuff, I don't really get that personally involved in it because we have a large staff to do all the planning and zoning. Mm-hmm. We have a planning director, and that is such a huge mountain of work. My focus is more in all the other areas. So I don't really give a lot of advice in regard to planning and zoning. But everything else, they look to me for my recommendations. And then when we have projects, I lead those projects. If they give me specific assignments on changes that they want to see made in any area, then I take that on myself and work with, you know, appropriate managers in our system to make those things happen.
So they say, Mike, we want you to move the county attorney over to the jail.
Right. That's and frankly, you. A lot of that oftentimes initiates from me mm-hmm. and the management team say. Yeah. But if they have on their own have things that they want to see happen, then yes, they assign me typically to be the leader of that effort.
Boy. Well, it's interesting, the dynamic of all of this, and this is something I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot more about here
right.
as we move toward finding the next Mike Pence.
That's right.
And that's going to be a difficult challenge,
I think. Oh, I don't know, but we'll see.
And our guest is the county administrator, Mike Pence. He has nothing to do with the Electoral College. I'll point that out to you.
Thank you, John.
So, Mike, the legislature's in session, and that's always that's always kind of a nervous time. You know, we think, those of us who observe, it looks like organized chaos. But really, there's a lot of organization that's already gone into this.
That's right. Yeah.
So you kind of know what they're going to be looking at.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is going to be an interesting session because of the COVID continuation, what really stymies things. But we're moving into that process. From the county's point of view, we don't really have a lot of bills that we really want to support and push. I mean, we're generally okay with status quo. Mm-hmm. Maybe that doesn't sound very progressive, but from my perspective, what I've experienced with legislatures in four states I've worked in, is that just don't do us any harm is kind of like the approach that we try to take from cities and counties, at least from my past experience. Mm-hmm. And there are things that we do push. One of the things that our commissioners are interested in trying to get support for is to allow county facilities outside the city limits of the county seat, which in this case is Kalispell. And so they are, we're trying to get support for a bill for that. And we're pretty sure that it will be considered in one or two committees. Mm-hmm. So that's really the only thing we're pushing for in a serious way from our perspective this year.
Yeah. There's a talk about tax relief, proper. We're not getting into property tax, I don't think, but income tax relief.
Right.
Would that have an effect on the county?
Not in my opinion, it really wouldn't.
Yeah.
really would.
It doesn't. In other words, that's not where we get our money. We get
unless
our money
they're trying to get
taxes.
The relief by taking funds that you know come to us from the state. I mean, I guess that would be the caveat to that. So that's what we'd be watching for. And I don't. I hope there's not going to be any efforts on the legislative side to try to affect us in that way.
And the county offices outside the cities. Talk with us a little about how that goes together.
Yeah, the way the law reads right now, you can't locate outside the city limits of the county seat town, in this case, Kalispell. And, you know, in the media, you've seen the last number of years, ideas of going maybe to Evergreen. You know, we looked at the old Walmart for the jail and possibly the sheriff being in there. It really relates to elected officials, actually. And the elected officials, by law, need to be housed within the county seat right now in the jurisdiction.
So
area.
If we had gone out there, for example, in the old Shopko building, the sheriff couldn't have gone.
That's correct. That's correct, and that's the reason for this. Now, you could do a jail out there if the sheriff stayed, you know, in his offices at the Justice Center. So, and you know, we're talking about maybe going south of town. You know, maybe there's some ideas of going north of town, and most of it revolves around the sheriff. But, you know, maybe you wanted to put an office, you know, for the treasurer for licensing and such. Now, you know, this would kind of free that up.
Question about that, though, is Evergreen is a Kalispell mailing address, but that isn't the issue.
They're not. I mean, they're not in the incorporated city limits of Kalispell.
Yeah. Okay.
So what does that mean for, does it mean you can't have branch offices out in Whitefish and Columbia Falls?
You know, I don't know what for sure that where the attorneys go if we'd go that direction. I think it's where the office of the elected official is.
Okay.
So that's my legal opinion, which I don't have any right to.
But at this point, we don't. At this point, we don't have any offices outside of the city of Kalispell.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Right.
And even the you point out even the.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, solid waste is an example. But, that's not. But you know, we have one of our hired managers that. You know, is officed out there, but not with any of our elected officials.
Oh, the Flathead.
And that it really applies to as elected officials.
Okay. Flathead County Fairgrounds is in the city limits.
Yes. We can have operations, obviously. Mm-hmm. We have operations outside the city limits. We certainly do, but we're talking about location of elected officials.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that has been tossed around here for a long time is a 5th District Court judge here in Flathead County. That is probably going to be a reality here fairly soon.
Yeah, I mean, we were slated for a potential of a 5th judge at least 4 years back. I think that's the last time. And the commissioners at that point in time, they were not ready to support that. And one of the major reasons for that was we have to provide the physical facility with taxes from our taxpayers in Flathead County. The state pays for the judges and most of their staff, but the ancillary part with personnel is when you get another judge, that creates another one or two additional deputy county attorneys on the prosecution side, and we have to pay the tab for that. And if Peg Allison, she is a county official, and her office is paid for by property taxes. If she had to add staff, that's additional burden on the taxpayers. Defense attorneys as well, although the state covers most of that, then they're struggling with covering those costs. So, you know, what the state is asking for us is if we support it or not, because they aren't going to force it on it if the commissioners aren't in favor. That decision has not been made, but needs to be made probably in the next week or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means we would have to have another courtroom. We'd have to have all of that.
Yeah, but we did move forward with that project we're doing right now, the 4 facility improvement projects that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we are creating another courtroom where the Justice Court used to be that would facilitate a 5th judge. But that's like 2 years down the road by the time that gets done.
Yeah, and you will be in retirement by
then. So maybe.
Well, but it really doesn't have that much to do with me.
Great idea, but maybe with COVID-19 and everything, it's a little slower rollout.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just need a little less crime.
Right. And I mean, there's a really good example of what commissioner, you know, like Brad Abel. I mean, he's brand new. And he's going to need to study that out very quickly as to how he votes on that.
Flathead County Administrator Mike Pence is our guest this morning. Yesterday, Governor Gianforte rolled out his new budget, and he said it does not include any state funding to address the COVID-19 pandemic because they were still awaiting guidance on federal pandemic funds. So where do we stand on that?
Well,
do we know something he doesn't know, or are we waiting?
In fact, we're waiting on that too. I mean, our past experience with COVID and funding has been kind of interesting because we have received almost $5 million in funds back regarding the impacts of COVID to Flathead County. And, you know, frankly, I mean, they're giving us funds related to, you know, the cost for our public safety people, and of course the health department and all the people involved in the health on the county level, and again up to $5 million that we've received. And with the new bill that was passed in Congress, at least my understanding is, at least the information we have so far is that we would receive no additional revenue from the federal government from that last bill that was passed. So in our perspective, the $5 million, and we'll be making one kind of final request for reimbursement, would be fairly minimal amount. So okay. I think that's about all we're going to get, if that's kind of your question.
Yeah, well, that was kind of it. Anyway, now the other one is, you know, you're talking about the search for your replacement. When is your last day? Have you determined that?
Well, yeah, I mean, my indication was that I plan to retire on March 31st, you know, which is about 2.5 months, a little
so,
more.
So no pressure. They have until then. How is the search going?
Well, I wouldn't say probably a little behind schedule. It's actually probably being posted today. The recruitment firm that they hired, it's a professional recruitment firm from California, and they assisted with efforts to try to find a new health officer, you know, several weeks back.
Well, that worked out really well.
Yeah, but it wasn't really the recruitment firm's fault.
Yeah,
but they have everything ready to go now, and it'll be out online, I believe, today. And the applications are due on February 12th.
Okay.
And to get someone hired before March 31st, I don't know for sure if they can go that fast or not, but we'll see.
Well, not just to get somebody hired, but get somebody here so that you can bring them up to speed.
Yeah,
and that's not going to be easy.
Right.
And in all seriousness, Mike, you do have your finger on the pulse of Flathead County.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
And whoever takes your place is going to be able to have to do the same thing.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of people moving in. We heard from Glacier Bank when they were in the other day forecasting. And at California and places that would like to move to rural areas. So maybe that will be a positive for a administrator as opposed to a health officer in the middle of a pandemic.
So, right. I think it'll be easier to fill this position than the health officer. I agree totally with what was just said.
How much... when you came here, how many years ago?
16.
16 years ago. You kind of created this position, did you not?
Well, no. I mean, they had Earl Bennett here. He was, his tenure was almost as long as mine. I'm not actually sure, but it's pretty darn close.
But Earl Bennett had his way of doing things, and you had to...
Yeah, he was probably the more the initial creator of, you know, how an administrator works. And then they had a two-year gap there. They had another person, but that person didn't stay long. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of recreated it in my fashion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this new person is going to have to do that, too, once figure out what Mike Pence has done to keep this place going.
I'm preparing things hard copy that, I mean, I'm going to give them a three-ring binder with a lot of information and, you know, background and such, current projects we're working on. So, I mean, I'm going to provide something pretty good for the person who takes my place, but it would be nice if we could pass it off with a little time spent.
Yeah. Well, you've been a steady hand on the rudder, so to speak, and it's always
think about this, Robin. We have refurbished the courthouse. We have built, redone the old purple building there. We have added on to the Justice Center. We have redone the jail. We're in the process of having a new place to go to get your DMV work done.
Yeah.
And we haven't.
Mike has managed to do that without raising taxes a penny.
That's right.
That's right. And Earl Bennett has a building, does he not?
Yes, he does. Don't even bring that up, Robin.
All right. Well, you know.
If I had a vote.
I've left out the South Campus building, too.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean.
My advice to the commissioners is not to name buildings, well, I'm not gonna, after me, at least.
We could call it the real Mike Pence building. Oh, well.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, and we'll be talking with you again real soon, Mike.
It's been fun, guys. Take care.